Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and today we're Zechus Bama Basra Daf Samaches, the fourth parak Hamochres Abayas. So the three hubs we're going to focus on, and when the next Mishnah states Hamochres Ir, one who sells a city, Machabatim Boros Shichur Ma'aros, he sells its houses, pits, cisterns, and vaults, as well as its bathhouses, dovecotes, all presses, and Beis Shlachim, which is defined later as either fields requiring irrigation or gardens. If he's selling it and everything in it, even if there were animals and slaves in the city, they're included in the sale. This implies that slaves are not normally sold to the city, and Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avia said to Ravashi that this should prove avdik matatli dame. Slaves are considered by people as movable property, despite halachically having the status of land, because otherwise they should be included in the sale of the city. Rav Ashi responded by proving from the mission that even if they're like metaltalin, they are different from ordinary metaltalin because they move on their own. Therefore, it's possible that slaves are like karka, but are still not included in the city sale because shani bein makarka denied with makarka delonite. There's a difference between karka, which moves, and inanimate karka. Point number two, in the mission, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, the one who sells the city automatically sells the santer. In Bava, they said that this means bar machvanisa, a town clerk, meaning a slave who keeps records of the boundaries of people's property in the city. Shimon ben Avtuma said it means bage, the fields surrounding the city. The Gemara explains that according to the opinion that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is including even the town clerk in the sale, he certainly would include these fields, which are unmovable. According to the opinion he's referring to the fields, he would not include the clerk, who is movable, in the sale of the city. In a braisa, Rav Yehuda discusses what is included in the city sale. According to the Gemara's emendation, he says that a santer is sold with the city, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but not the ankumus, the king's scribe, who records the number of fields, houses, and people in the city for tax collection purposes. And point number three, the Mishnah states that one who sold a field, machras avanim shehem lasarcha, he sold the stones, which are for the fields and needs, which the Gemara will define. Although they are detached, they are never removed from the field and considered attached to it. Vasakanim shebekerim shehem lasarcha, he also sold the reeds of the vineyard, which are for its needs, and the Rashbam infers that the vineyard itself is certainly sold as well. He has also sold hatua shehima chuberes lakarka, the produce which is attached to the ground, a thicket of reeds smaller than a quarter cub, and a watchman's hut, which is not plastered with clay. In addition to ordinary trees, he also sold a harv shein murkav, a carob tree which has not yet been grafted, and besulas hashikma, a virgin meaning unpruned sycamore tree. If he said he's selling it and everything in it, then he includes stones and reeds which are not prepared for the needs of the field or vineyard respectively, as well as the detached produce. Still, this does not include a thicket larger than a quarter cov, a plastered watchman's hut, a carob tree which has been grafted, or a pruned sycamore tree. Rashbam explains that these four items are considered independent properties. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Hamochers here, one who sells a city, Macher Batim Bo Shichin Ma'aros, he sells its houses, pits, cisterns, and vaults, as well as its bathhouses, dovecotes, all presses, and Beis HaShlachim, defined later as either fields requiring irrigation or gardens. If he's selling it and everything in it, even if there were animals and slaves in the city, they're included in the sale. This implies that slaves are not normally sold to the city, and Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avia said to Ravashi that this should prove avdik matatli dame. Slaves are considered by people as movable property, despite halachically having the status of land, because otherwise they should be included in the sale of the city. Ravashi responded by proving from the mission that even if they're like metaltalin, they are different from ordinary metaltalin because they move on their own. Therefore, it's possible that slaves are like karka, but are still not included in the city sale because shani bein makarka denied with makarka delonite. There's a difference between karka, which moves, and inanimate karka. Point number two, in the mission, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, the one who sells the city automatically sells the santer. In Bava, they said that this means bar machvanisa, a town clerk, meaning a slave who keeps records of the boundaries of people's property in the city. Shimon ben Avtuma said it means bage, the fields surrounding the city. The Gemara explains that according to the opinion that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is including even the town clerk in the sale, he certainly would include these fields, which are unmovable. According to the opinion he's referring to the fields, he would not include the clerk, who is movable, in the sale of the city. In a braisa, Rav Yehuda discusses what is included in the city sale. According to the Gemara's emendation, he says that a santer is sold with the city, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but not the ankumus, the king's scribe, who records the number of fields, houses, and people in the city for tax collection purposes. And pointing with the Mishnah states that one who sold a field, he sold the stones which are for the field's needs, which the Gemara will define. Although they are detached, they are never removed from the field and considered attached to it. He also sold the reeds of the vineyard which are for its needs, and the Rashbam infers that the vineyard itself is certainly sold as well. He has also sold the produce which is attached to the ground, a thicket of reeds smaller than a quarter cub, and a watchman's hut, which is not plastered with clay. In addition to ordinary trees, he also sold a carob tree which has not yet been grafted, and a virgin, meaning unpruned, sycamore tree. If he said he's selling it and everything in it, then he includes stones and reeds which are not prepared for the needs of the field or vineyard respectively, as well as the detached produce. Still, this does not include a thicket larger than a quarter cove, a plastered watchman's hut, a carob tree which has been grafted, or a pruned sycamore tree. Rashbam explains that these four items are considered independent properties. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Samaches, and this Simur was suggested to us by Jeremy Scheiwitz from Woodmere, New York. He suggested that Samaches is Schach. Schach. So here goes. The wealthy man who bought Schach City, which included the sale of houses, pits, bathhouses, but not the slaves, was thrilled. It also included the town clerk to keep records of property boundaries, and the surrounding field, which included the stones he'd used to weigh down the cut Schach on windy days. Once again, slow motion. The wealthy man who bought Schach City, Schach, that must be Mardaf Samaches. The wealthy man who bought Schach City, which included the sale of houses, pits, bathhouses, but not the slaves, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamocher Seir, one who sells a city, Machabatim Boroshich Ma'aros, he sells its houses, pits, cisterns, and vaults, as well as its bathhouses, dovecotes, all presses, and Beisha Shalachim, which is defined later as either fields requiring irrigation or gardens. If he says he's selling it, and everything in it, even if there were animals and slaves in the city, they're included in the sale. The Gemara continues with the discussion whether this proves slaves are considered like metaltolin or not. So the wealthy man who bought Schach City, which included the sale of houses, pits, bathhouses, but not the slaves, was thrilled. It also included the town clerk to keep records of property boundaries, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that one who sells a city automatically sells the santer. In Bavel, they said that this means bar machvanisa, a town clerk, meaning a slave who keeps records of the boundaries of people's properties in the city. Shimon ben Avtuma said it means bage, the fields surrounding the city. So, the wealthy man who bought Schach City, which included the sale of houses, pits, bathhouses, but not the slaves, was thrilled it also included the town clerk to keep records of property boundaries and the surrounding field, which included the stones he'd used to weigh down the cut Schach on windy days. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states about one who sold a field, he sold the stones which are for the field's needs, which the Gemara will define. So once again, the wealthy man who bought Schach City, which included the sale of houses, pits, bathhouses, but not the slaves, was thrilled it also included the town clerk to keep records of property boundaries and the surrounding field, which included the stones he'd used to weigh down the cut Schach on windy days. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Samach Dal. So the Simur Daf Samach Dal relates to Sod, secret, and we use a secret agent. So here it goes. The secret agent, that must be more Daf Samach Dal. Sod, secret. The secret agent who sold his house and had to purchase the right of way to get to a cistern to hide in while doing surveillance, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas, if one needs to purchase a right of way when selling a house and retaining the pit. So if the secret agent who sold his house and had to purchase the right of way to get to a cistern to hide in while doing surveillance was glad the cistern had such sturdily built walls, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who sells a house retains its bor, its pit, and dus, cistern. Rabina sat and asked, Hayinu bor, hayinu dus, a bor and a dus are the same. Since both are holes in the ground made to contain water, why did the Mishnah teach both? Rabbi Tosfos answered Rabina from a brisa, and the Rashbam explains that if the Mishnah had only taught that the seller retains the bor, one could think that a dus, which is a stone structure similar to the house, would be sold along with the house. If the Mishnah had only taught that a seller retains the dus, one could think that this is because it's independently significant, being a stone structure, but a bor, which is only a hole dug in the ground, would be sold along with the house. Therefore, the Mishnah taught that the seller retains both. So the secret agent who sold this house and had to purchase the right of way to get to a cistern to hide in while doing surveillance was glad the cistern had such sturdily built walls and had a very good eye, not only for finding clues, but also for being generous. while doing sales, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the machlokas if the seller must purchase a derech for his retained pit. Rabbi Akiva holds that mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher, a seller sells with a good eye, meaning generously and fully, and so is presumed not to have retained a derech for himself to access the pit without stipulating it. The Rabbanan hold mocher ba'ayin ra mocher, a seller sells with an evil eye, meaning grudgingly and minimally, and we assume he retained a derech to access the pit. Daf Samachay, so the Simmer Daf Samachay says sheep, and we often use a shepherd in the Simmon. So here goes. The two shepherd brothers shepherd, that must be one Daf Samachay, says sheep. The two shepherd brothers who divided their father's estate and gave each other right of way through their property, which reminds us, Rav says the halacha falls the chamim, mocher ba'ayin ra mocher. Shmuel says the halacha falls Rabbi Akiva that mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. Ravina asks Ravashi if they repeated the machlokas elsewhere because Shmuel said, ha'achin shechalku, regarding brothers who divided an estate, ein lohen l'derech zeh al zeh, they do not have a right of way in each other's property, nor other rights, such as for ladders, windows, and irrigation streams. Rav says, yesh lohen, the brothers do have all these rights. Apparently, they argue the brothers who sold the rights in each other's portions sell ba'ayin yafa and do not retain a derech or ba'ayin ra. So the two shepherd brothers who divided their father's estate and gave each other right of way through their property watched their third brother sell his house, which included anything fixed in place, such as the attached mortar, which reminds us the next Mishnah lists which accessories are sold together with a house. The Rashbam explains that the general principle is that anything permanently fixed in place is sold with a house. Anything movable is not. Similarly, a machteshes gvua, an attached mortar, is sold with a house, but not a movable mortar. If the seller says, "Hu b'kol ma shemasocho, I'm selling the house and everything in it," then all these items are sold. So the two shepherd brothers who divided their father's estate and gave each other right of way through their property watched their third brother sell his house, which included anything fixed in place, such as the attached mortar, and who was proudly showing the buyer the wood he placed in the ground and then hauled out to be a gutter to bring water to the mikveh, which reminds us, in a brisa it was taught, sinu shechachaku b'sof kvo, a water pipe which was hauled out and then attached to the ground, posels a mikveh. Water which flows through it disqualifies a mikveh because the pipe is considered a kli. Kvo b'sof chakuku, if it was first attached to the ground and then hollowed out, ain't a posel's a mikveh. The water does not disqualify the mikveh because the pipe is considered part of the ground and the hollowing out is considered a mere ditch in the ground. Daf Samach Vav. So the simmer Daf Samach Vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor for the simmon. So here goes. The tailor who just finished sewing. Tailor? Sewing? That must be more in Daf Samach Vav. The tailor who just finished sewing a picture of a beehive on a shirt with the word kakarka underneath, which reminds us, a Mishnah discusses a kaveres dvorim, a beehive which the Gemara assumes was attached to the ground. Rabbi Yezer says, hari kakarka, it is halachically like land and can be acquired with money, a shtar, a chazaka. One may write a prusbol for a loan on its basis. The beehive, including its honey, is not susceptible to tumah while in its place. And one who breaks honey out of it on Shabbos is chayv to bring a chattas for katsira, for reaping. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is based on a drush of Yitba Osal B'yarz Hadvash, and he dipped it into the forest of honey, teaching, Ma Yar Hatosh Me'ana B'Shabbos Chayv Chattas, just as with a forest. One who detaches something from it on Shabbos is Chayv Chattas, so too with honey. One who breaks it off from the hive on Shabbos is Chayv Chattas, even if it's not physically attached. So the tailor who just finished sewing a picture of a beehive on a shirt with the word kakarka underneath and planned to keep it on a metal baker board attached to the wall, which reminds us, more brings a machlokas if a dafshel nachtomim, a baker's board, is susceptible to tumah and clarifies that the Mishnah is discussing a metal board. So the tailor just finished sewing a picture of a beehive on a shirt with the word kakarka underneath and planned to keep it on a metal baker board attached to the wall, was dismayed when it got wet from rainwater which bounced off a mill ring onto it and some nearby seeds on the floor. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether rainwater that one wanted to wash his attached mill ring is able to be makshir seeds. Daf Samach Zayin. So the simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The man who bought a chutzner to host a grand family barbecue, that must be more on Daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The man who bought a chutzner to host a grand family barbecue was disappointed that the portable sizzling grill was not included in the sale, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamoicher es chatzer macher batim boros shichin ma'aros. One who sells a courtyard automatically sells the houses, pits, cisterns, and vaults in the chatzer of Elohus Metaltin, but not the movable items there. If he said, Hu v'chol mash v'socho, I'm selling the chatzer and everything in it, then all Metaltin used exclusively the chatzer are included. So the man who bought a chatzer to host a grand family barbecue was disappointed that the portable sizzling grill was not included in the sale. And when he sent his son to make a kinyan chazak on the nearby sandfield for the volleyball game, he wasn't also kona the riverbed nearby, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Marko Achus Yis Matzua, if one soul to another, both a sandfield and a riverbed, Hichzik Bechus Yis will come Matzua. If the buyer made a Kinyan Chazaka on the sandfield, he has not yet acquired the riverbed, or vice versa, even if they are adjacent to each other. Since there are distinct properties, a Chazaka on one does not acquire the other. So the man who bought a Chatzer to host a grand family barbecue was disappointed the portable sizzling grill was not included in the sale. And when he sent his son to make a Kinyan Chazaka on the nearby sandfield for the volleyball game, he wasn't also Kona the riverbed nearby, but was relieved that the seller of the olive press said he's selling it and everything in it, so at least they would have olive oil for their salad. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists what is sold together with an olive press: the pool, which holds the olives, the crusher, which is the mortar where they are first crushed, and the maidens, which is the cedar poles which support the beam which presses the olives, are sold with the olive press. However, he does not sell the pole, wheel, and beam, which are portable. If he said, I'm selling it and everything in it, these items are also sold. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss? What is included in the sale of an olive press? That's on Daf Samach Zion. Good. Number two, which stuff do we discuss? A Levi who sold a field stipulating to receive its Maaser Rishon. That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number three, which stuff do we know that stones are included in the sale of a field if they are for the needs of the field? That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number four, which stuff do you discuss when it's sinur, a water pipe attached to the ground, disqualifies a mikveh? That's on Daf Samachay. Good. Number five, which stuff do you learn that a chazaka on a sand field does not acquire the adjacent riverbed? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number six, which stuff do you discuss if rainwater that one wanted to wash his attached mill ring is able to makshir seeds? That's on Daf Samach Vav. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you discuss what is included in the sale of a city? That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we discuss a case where three boundaries of a sold field were drawn, but the fourth boundary was not? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we machokas if mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher, where the person sells with a generous eye? That's on Daf Samach Dalet. Good. Number 10, which stuff do the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that a santer is included in the sale of a city, which some hold as a town clerk who keeps records of property boundaries? That's on Daf Samaches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.